Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnayos continue discussing the halachos of Muktzah. This Mishnah Beis, discusses kli shemalachta le'iser, a kli, a utensil that's used generally for iser, for a forbidden malacha, that has certain leniencies on Shabbos, that it's able to be used letzarech gufay umekayma. It can be used if you're needed for the use of its own use or for its space. This Mishnah discusses using it letzarech gufay for its own use. So the Mishnah says, Naito Adam Kornis, a person can take a hammer, which is generally used for malacha, for things that you can't do on Shabbos, for building or metalsmith. He can take this hammer, lefatzeh abayas ha'agayzim, to crack open walnuts. And here, he can use this muksa item, but you can use it for letzar gufay, for its purpose of hammering in a heter fashion to crack open the walnuts. The kardam, and he can take an axe, lachtech, a sadvela, to cut up a cake of figs, megera, a saw, ligra ba esagvina, to cut slices of cheese, magrefa, ligra ba esagregres, a shovel, to scoop up dried figs, esarachas, he could take a winnowing shovel, vesamazlig, or a pitchfork, lusis alav lakatan, to put food on it, to give to a child, esakush, to take a spindle, which was used in the weaving process, with a karkar, or a weaver's pick, that was used to tighten the weaves, the threads in a weave. You can use these litchev bay to use as a skewer, to skewer food. Machat shal yad, a regular needle he can take. Litol bay as a kites, to take out, to remove a splinter from one's skin. Vishal sakayim, and the needle used to make sacks. Lifteach b'yis adalas, he can use this needle to pick the lock of a door. This was a larger needle. So all these items were kli shemalata le'iser. They were kalim, utensils that generally are used for muksa purposes, for malacha purposes, but for their own use, for a heter, they can be moved and used on Shabbos. And this is assuming that the person has no other way of attaining that need without having to use this muksa item. Mishnah Gimel discusses both the muksa and the tuma status of a specific utensil, and this was a kana shel zesim. A kana was a hollow branch, like a bamboo branch or a sugar cane, that was used for olives. Olives would sit in a pit until they would ripen well enough and be ready to be pressed in to olive oil, and it would use the stick to check the olives, if the oil was ready to be pressed out of the olives yet. The Mishnah discusses if this stick was considered a keli to be mekabel tuma, something that in order to be able to receive tuma, it had to be a keli, a vessel, but not just a keli, it had to be something that actually could retain liquid. It had to have a cavity that could retain liquid, and also discuss whether or not it has muksa status or it's non-muksa on Shabbos. Kanash al zesim, this stick that was used with the olives, im yesh kesher bereshay, if it has a knot on its end, the bamboo or sugar cane, the segments have knots at the end, and that knot would retain liquid that was caught inside the hollow branch. If it would have a knot at the end of it, then makabel tuma, it's going to be able to makabel tuma, it can receive tuma, because that would allow it to retain any liquid that would be caught inside of it. Then it would be a kli that could retain liquid, and that's makabel tuma. Vim lav, but if it does not have the knot on the end and it's hollow and everything would spill out, in makabel tuma, it's not going to be able to do makabel tuma because it doesn't have a receptacle to receive and contain liquid. Benkach or benkach nitl b'shabbos, but in either case, whether it could contain liquid or not, it's able to be moved on Shabbos because it is a kli, it is a utensil. As far as muksa is concerned, it's a utensil that can be used and it's not muksa. And in order to be able to do makabel tuma, there was an extra rule that it actually had to be able to retain liquid.